A certain man whose heart was as pure as Sa'di fell in love. Although taunted by his enemies in consequence, he showed no anger. Someone asked him, "Hast thou no sense of shame? Art thou not sensible to these indignities? It is abject to expose oneself to ridicule and weak to endure patiently the scoffs of enemies. To overlook the errors of the ignorant is wrong, lest it be said that thou hast neither strength nor courage." How elegantly did the distracted lover make reply. His words are worthy to be written in letters of gold. Alone in my heart, there dwelleth affection for my loved ones. Thus, it contains no rooms for staying enemies with people. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of For a Better Life. This is Nahid, having the honor of hosting you on another episode. And what concept we are going to go through today regarding the great poem that we just recited from Sa'di Shirazi is staying kind with people, and specifically staying kind with the beloved ones. The concept of kindness, like making it even simpler, staying kind to our loved ones, like our family members, and encouraging the rise of affection and kindness between people, these features play important roles in our religion, Islam, as well. Like the Islamic basis of the concept of kindness in the family can be rooted in the verses that have mentioned he's creating love and mercy among you. Like, it is really nice that in the verse, Allah is saying that I am creating love and mercy between you. These features, I'm just inserting them between you because if you want to be my servants, if you want to be the people who claim to be believers, then you need to have those features within you. So the combination of kindness and desiring something between people is as if like I am staying kind with the people around me, and at the same time I want them in my life. Like imagine the situation of like parents, like mothers and fathers. Of course a child needs both of them, and when we just go to the roots of the Islamic context, we can see that this feature plays the role there as well. Like we have many verses in which the children are advised towards the good behavior towards their parents, and when somebody desires something or someone, he or she will create good imagination about the target and build affection towards that. This concept in the family means that his or her spouse is dreamy and lovely beyond the usual like romantic feelings. Mercy is the heartfelt compassion towards the emotional needs of others. Individuals at first understand the needs of other side. Then their emotions are aroused, and finally, they carry out the act of helping. According to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, hearts are made to love those who do good to them and hate those who do evil to them. When it became dark at night, he saw a star and said, "This is my Lord." But when it disappeared, he said, "I do not love those who fade away." Humans do not like those who fade away. So the more one considers his or her family members or people around to be complete, the more his or her emotions are aroused. If members of a family only focus on defects, one cannot expect kindness between people. Imam Ali alayhi salam has called on men to behave gently with women. Women, like flowers, are delicate, and men have power. men are in need of their features and vice versa. So it's like the two halves, we need to be like completing each other's, not only talking about the case of husbands and wives. God speaks numerous times in the Holy Quran about the importance of maintaining family ties. He states, worship God and consider no one equal to him. Be kind to your parents, relatives, the orphans, and destitute, your near and distant neighbors, your companions, the wayfarers. God doesn't love the proud and the boastful ones. So the Quranic verses offer us an important piece of advice to consistently cultivate kindship ties and strive to perfect them despite the challenges that we have to endure.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Welcome back to For a Better Life. For today, we are talking about the important ties between the family members and how important it is in the community of Muslims. So let's go for some bits of advice towards improving our relationship with the loved ones and see how can we pave our way and make our relationship even more beautiful and glorious. The first thing that we can mention is the concept of apologizing and accepting apologies. Like, okay, I do know that I need to be kind to people around me, but I'm living with them. And at the same time, we do have discussions, arguments, we have disagreements. So how can I stay kind in all situations? The first step can be apologizing and accepting their apologies. We should understand that when we have wronged someone, we should take responsibility and apologize for our behavior. We must put our egos to the side and admit our shortcomings. Also, when someone apologizes to us, we should accept their apology. The Holy Prophet is reported to have said, "Whoever receives an apology from his brother but refuses to accept it will not reach me on the day of judgment." So apologizing is no shame, is of no embarrassment if we simply apologize from the ones that we love. The other thing can be forgiveness and forgetting. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, "Give mercy and you will receive mercy." Forgiving others cultivates a sense of humility within us. And though it may be challenging many times, it is a testament to our conviction and belief in God, as He has commanded us to be merciful to those around us, particularly our families. At the same time, sometimes forgiving others allows us to move past the challenges that we encountered in the midst of our relationships and can thereafter contribute to our mental and spiritual growth, of course. The other thing which we can just take advantage of to improve our relationships can be reconciling. When we see people who have been in like similar conflicts, we should make it our responsibility to restore our relationship with their families. The Holy Prophet is reported to have said, "Reconciling between others is better than the acts of recommended prayer and fasting." So see how important it is that our great Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is putting it beside fasting and praying, which are the obligatory features of a Muslim. We have it also numerously mentioned in Quran and in Ahadith that if you just try to make the brothers and sisters in Islam stay with each other or end the arguments between them, then here you can say that you are a true Muslim. So the role of kindness and understanding that we need to stay kind with the loved ones specifically and with the whole community of Muslims is something really important. It plays a crucial role. And what matters the most is that we should know how we can improve our relationships by striving to Allah, by asking Him for the guidance and advice for help, then accepting and apologizing, like simple steps we can take towards a better relationship with the loved ones. Well, that was all for today's For Ibadah Life. I wish you great relationship and a great ocean of kindness with the Muslim community and, of course, with your loved ones. Until another episode, Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always be.